B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us to give us the national view, a legend. That's right. From ESPN, Barry Melrose joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you say, Bar?
I say it's good to be from Philadelphia right now.
Damn right!
Everything's going your way.
I know. It's been awesome. You're from 50,000 feet. What do you like about this team?
I like how hard they play. I like the passion they play with. I like the structure that they use. I like the goaltending. The goaltending competes. You know, it was always the Flyers said, whenever we get a goaltender, we're going to be a team that wins every year. Well, Carter Hart's been good. Elliott played last night, played very well. So the goaltending has been solid. And I like the youth. If you look at the scorecard last night, the guys on the scorecard aren't household names. It's not just Giroux. It's not just Voracek. It's not just JVR. Matter of fact, JVR, I think, was a healthy scratch last night.
Yes, he was.
So
yeah,
you're seeing the young guys take over this team. Sanheim had a great game last night. Provorov is a stud. Myers is playing really well. Hayes was great last night. I know Hayes isn't a young guy, but Hayes is new to Philly.
Yep.
And he just dominated last night. Three assists. Had the puck on a string all night long. So. There's not much, if I was nitpicking, I hate to see Philly lose that aggressiveness, the big, bad Philadelphia Flyers, they've sort of changed that, and you certainly can't argue with that, but I always like a good scrap. That's why, last night, Lucic is fighting with the second into the game. I hate to see that leave the sport. A lot of people do want to see it leave the sport, so that's neither here nor there. But I wish Philly was still a little bit aggressive. They're just not the big. They're big, but they're not the bad Flyers anymore.
No, I hear you. And listen, we're from Philadelphia, right? So we love that stuff. We were born and raised on that stuff. But we've been waiting for them to get skilled and get speed and get youth. And that's what they are. And you brought up Hayes and that line with Konechny and Lawton that was all damaged yesterday. They're now three lines deep. I mean, I think that's the thing that is the depth. You mentioned the depth on the blue line. You look at them, Barry, and that's what they're legitimate. This isn't a team that got hot, right? They're a legitimate contender.
No, this is a good team. You look at that lineup. Just think you throw Nolan Patrick in there. You hate to see that happen if he was on that team. You've got the Ghost, Bastispear. That he was the best defenseman on the team, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and he doesn't even play.
Now he's not even playing. So there has been a transformation of talent. You still got Drew, you still got Voracek, but there's not a lot of other, 30 plus guys in that lineup. They're defensively, they're rock solid. Don't make a lot of mistakes. They're not going end to end and like Gostisbehere could do, but
right.
Much better defensively than they've ever been. So you throw that in with the goaltending, you throw that in with timely goals, the Hayes last night, and you got a team that's moving up the ladder, man. It's a great story.
The great Barry Melrose with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Barry, when you look at the Flyers yesterday with the Capitals, they've owned them all year, and they've held Ovechkin scoreless. What are they doing?
Not only scoreless, they basically shotless. He had one or two shots all game long. Washington wasn't good last night. Washington was funny. They didn't, the games don't matter. Technically, they don't matter. But you want to be playing good going into the battle. That's what Boston is struggling. Boston's lost three games in a row, and they're not even going to be a high seed anymore. Now they got to turn things on right away if they're else they're going to lose. So, it's going to be really interesting what's going on. I like Philly. I like the way they're playing. I like how they're going into this next step, this next phase, however we want to call it. You've got St. Louis not winning. but playing well. You've got the Bruins not winning and not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Dallas not playing well. So there's going to be a lot of interesting things happen in the next 3 or 4 days around the hubs in the NHL.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, I was surprised that the Penguins right now are can be eliminated. It's amazing, the Canadiens, and how well they're playing.
Carey Price, baby. He hasn't been standing on his head and stealing it, but what he's done is he's giving his team a chance to win it in the third period. And that's all you can ask for a goaltender. We're not going to stand here and say that, Montreal is a better team than Pittsburgh. They're crazy.
Right.
They're similar. But a goaltender is the great evening out factor in the NHL, and that's what is happening with Carey Price. Carey Price is making 3 or 4 key saves. He's not stopping 40 shots. He's stopping some 4 or 5 tough ones, and he's making those saves, and then all of a sudden Gallagher kicks one in, or someone else kicks one in, and it's tied going halfway through the third. And that's when Montreal got you. And what about the defense of the Montreal Canadiens? Shea Weber, he's in the NHL. They're huge and they're tough and they're skating well. Petrie, he's a goal scoring machine from any place in the building. So that is really interesting to me. The 5-12s, it's like a basketball tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always upset bracket, right? 5-12.
That's it.
And we got it now in the NHL. 5-12, looks like the 12s are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
You got to think one of the 12s win, either Chicago or Montreal. You got to think one of them is going to win.
Yeah. No, same thing. I mean, I didn't think Chicago with that leaky defense. I didn't think Chicago would be. I loved Edmonton in that series. I thought Pittsburgh, being healthy, was going to win in that series. I thought Toronto would have an easier time with Columbus. I mean, it's been a wild bubble. The NHL got it right, man.
You know what? The NHL is so evenly matched right now. That shows that a 12 can beat a 5 any day of the week. And we're seeing that night in and night out. Got teams that we thought would be dominant are getting beat. And Boston's a great example. If you're not playing your best in the NHL, you're going to get beat. You can't walk into a rink now and put the black jerseys down on the table and, Boston's here, we have no chance. People are licking their lips to play these guys right now. So things are changing in the NHL. And I agree with you. You can knock the NHL about a lot of things, but they got this thing right when you compare it to the other sports and what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
This is working. And, I don't miss no crowd. I'm watching the game. I watch every game. And for the most part, you don't even remember that there was a crowd there.
I agree with you. You're right. The watching those games, you don't miss it. But I will say this, and we're talking to the great Barry Melrose on the Comcast Business Hotline. Being here and knowing how rabid the fan base is when they've been waiting for this Flyers team for a while. It's been a long time, 2010, since they've been in the finals. And I know that they would be packing that building in the Wells Fargo Center. They'd be outside pre-gaming. And I do miss that buzz from the regional aspect, the local aspect.
I agree with you, but I think what's happening will be giving the brains of the NHL a lot of ideas that what can happen. Maybe they have one game next year where it's a virtual one, or they go to a different place and have it with just have the rink empty and everybody at the football stadium or something.
Right.
You know, it gives you so many more ideas when you see what works and what can work. So, you know, there's a lot of creative guys in that business, the marketing business. They'll be coming up because you know, it's all about the dollar, right?
Yep.
How can we make the most money? So they're going to come up with ideas about how to make money off this, and some of them will work. I can guarantee you. Some of them won't, but some of them will work, and it could change the landscape of the NHL a little bit.
Hey, just to bring it back to the Flush for a second, Barry, Alain Mignot, he has been the difference since he's come in, and along with Chuck Fletcher, but Alain Mignot has been such a godsend for this group. And do you put a lot of why they've had this great season and they're on the uptick in his lap?
No, you blame them if they lose and you give the players credit if they win. Alain's been a good coach for 17, 18 years. He brought stability to that organization. He brought a place where the players knew that the coach was in charge because the coach had the backing of the general manager. That hasn't always been the case, and a lot of NHL teams is not the case. So when the players know that they're not, when that the coach and the general manager are weak or are not meshing well themselves, and there's problems, they can thrive in that environment. So that's not the case in Philly anymore. Philly is very structured. They got a great organization. They got young guys. They got great veterans that are helping the young guys learn how to be a good pro. And the good organizations do that. They keep the good veterans around that stand for the right things, get rid of the other guys, and then just keep rebuilding until you have the group that you want. So Boston's done that very well under Don Sweeney. A few other organizations have too, but Alain Vigneault is a good coach. His teams are always improved. They play a good structured style play, and that's what he's done in Philly here. He's brought stability to an organization that didn't always have it.
Yeah, and it didn't, and that's I think that's been the difference. I think it started to, you know, what kind of hockey town we are here, and I think it's finally kind of woken everybody up. And then what you said earlier about the young stars, and so is Carter Hart in your eyes? Is he the real deal?
I think he's got to win some before we're going to give him the mantle of Bernie Parent. He's whetting your appetite. You guys love what you see. I think he's got to have a long playoff run. I don't think you can be an elite NHL goaltender by having a good regular season. I think you got to have a play. You got to be battle tested in the playoffs. I think that's what goalies need to do. And, you know, Carey Price has won internationally. He hasn't won a Stanley Cup, but he's had, you know, big, regular seasons. But Stanley Cups and World Cups and Olympics, Carey Price has always been the goaltender that has represented Canada. So, that's what has to happen with Carter now. He has to be battle-tested on the front lines and let the Philadelphia Flyer fans see that this guy is for real under the toughest situations.
Barry, I got to tell you, it's what a pleasure to talk to you. Love watching, love listening to you. You're a true hockey treasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Go Flyers.
There you go. How about that, Barry Melrose? I love it. It's your Go Flyers. That's fantastic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.